787 Douglas and Christie Conaway seek variances from the maximum fence height and front yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-34, 115-182, 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a three lot located on the west side of Apple Court within the Quillen's Point subdivision. The 91 address is not available at this time. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 381. We have one letter of support, four letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an elevated deck and a 3.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence in a front yard setback.
You may come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Douglas Gray Conaway, 34364 Fox Hall Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I am the owner of Lot 72 in Quillen's Point, a waterfront community developed back in the 1980s. As you can see on the map, we have a through lot with roadways on Apple Court, and to the rear is Cedar Neck Road. So we have two fronts, and the BRL along Cedar Neck Road is 40 feet, which is the longest property line, so that consumes the majority of the building area there, and the BRL on Cedar Neck is 30 feet. It is part of the Quillen's Point community. Our driveway will be on Apple Court. It will not be on Cedar Neck Road. And when we were designing the house to try and reduce the intrusion into the rear BRL, we reduced our deck sizes from 12 feet to 8 feet to try and minimize crossing on over the boundary there. Our request for the variance, our request for the crossover into the BRL, we submitted to the Architectural Review Committee of Quillen's Point, and that letter should be in the packet where they approved our request. And then the second request is I'm a little unfamiliar with, but because it has two front yards, I'm told that our maximum fence heights on a front yard is three feet 6 inches, so we have requested a taller fence along the back along Cedar Neck Road, where there is more traffic and there may be a potential pool or something down the road that we may do, something in the backyard, but we just don't want to be limited to 3.5 foot on all four sides of the property. The property to the left, the 880, does have a fence of 6 feet surrounding their backyard. Even if we are approved, we still have to go to the Architectural Review Committee for any fence that we put up and submit a site plan through them to get a final approval. If we get approval here, we still have to go through them. So it requires approval from both parties for the fence. And I'm sure you've read through the packets. I probably don't need to say anything more. You all are probably as tired as we are, ready to go home. But I'll answer whatever questions you have, and I have plenty of documents here if you have any further questions. And I think most of the paperwork should have been in the packet.
Questions? Is this well and septic?
This is a, it's there is an artesian well for the community, but it's a tap in to the line. So there's multiple wells that feed the entire community, but nothing on the property, and it is county sewer.
Okay.
Both are fed on the front of the property along Apple Court in the right of way.
And you said this is Homeowners Association's already approved it?
Correct. There should have been an email in there, but the Homeowners Association did approve the request as well. I spoke to several neighbors there that after I spoke to them, explained what I was doing, including our neighbor to the right. I had no issue. I think the biggest issue we had was the neighbor at 224.05 who was upset because we were going to put a house and take his view away. But he is not part of the community. He's on the other side of Cedar Neck Road, so there's not much I can do about it. He had an opportunity to buy the lot. He could have bought it and kept it open if he wanted, but he did not choose to.
I'm familiar with that area.
Yes, sir.
Any thoughts given to a natural buffer instead of fence?
So I have no issues with the natural buffer, but if we decide to put a pool in down the road, we must maintain that 4-foot height, and if we're restricted to 3.5 versus 4, then that would require us to come back. And the main reason for the fence was, I'm not a wealthy man, and I don't like paying the money twice to come back to get a variance for something different. If I could add it in and save myself the cost down the road, that would certainly help us out. But there is, I have heard talk that there's, or heard from somebody that there is a plan to potentially expand Cedar Neck Road. But I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. There's no more growth on the road, so it makes sense to me to expand it because there's nowhere to go. The VFW is not selling any property, so.
Have you had an opportunity to read the opposition's issues?
I have not. I did not see any. I was unaware of the opposition. It's my first time presenting. I didn't even realize I could see the opposition.
I mean, it's more than one person that's taken issue with the height of the fence.
Mr. Williams, might it make sense for staff to provide a copy to the applicant and take a brief recess so he could review that?
Could you do that?
Because I think there was substantial amount.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll. Take a short recess. We can give him that.
Yep.
5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.